It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails and web comments, and occasionally from your letters delivered by the U.S. Postal Service. James Geddes in Ohio put pen to paper to complain about our coverage of the controversial leaked video from 2007 that showed U.S. troops killing 12 Iraqis in Baghdad, including two journalists. You did not ask the right questions. Who were the journalists with? Were they members of some faction or organization? Were they in civilian clothes? Why were they even in this area? For some journalists, the sound of battle can be addictive, but this is a dangerous place. One is placing oneself in a possible life-threatening position and has no one to blame but themselves should the stuff hit the fan. We also talked last week about the deadly explosion in a West Virginia coal mine, now the worst mining accident in this country in 40 years. We asked miners to shed some light on their work and their lives underground. Anne emailed from St. Louis to tell us, "I was a coal miner for 7 years at an underground mine in Illinois. We had the second largest number of women in an underground mine in the country. I loved working underground. It's a culture of its own. We learn to trust people we think we would never like. It has a feel that's hard to tell others about because there's nothing else like it as a job." During that conversation, one of our guests mentioned that she could smell the methane in a mine she visited. Mark O'Brien in Ann Arbor, Michigan, emailed a correction. That's wrong. He wrote, "Methane is odorless. She may have been smelling hydrogen sulfide that is often emitted in conjunction with methane. And that's why methane is so dangerous, since it cannot be detected by smell." Many of you also shared your stories of growing up in and aging out of the foster care system. New research shows that less than half of former foster kids are employed at 23. Only 6% have finished college. Statistics one listener understands all too well. "I was brought up in a foster home in Keller, Texas. It was an extremely difficult environment to be in. Out of 13, only two of us graduated high school. Moving from house to house and changing roommates and schools made my teenage years a nightmare. There were many times I sat alone and cried to sleep, wondering what I'd done wrong. Today, I'm in the military, have a wife and child, and have completed 3+ years of college. My goal now is to provide for my kid what I didn't have growing up, a loving home and an opportunity to successes in school or whatever he chooses. My kid will never experience what I had so long as I am alive." That by email from Binium in Dallas. If you missed any of those shows, you can listen online or download the podcast. Go to npr.org for details. And while you're there, sign up for our email newsletter. Make sure you never miss another show. We'll send you a preview of what's coming up and how you can get into the conversation. And for those of you on Twitter, you can now follow me there at Neil Conan, all one word. If you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us, though, is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by David Gura, John Asante, April Failing, Dahlia Martinez, and Barry Hartman. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Sarah Handel is our associate producer. She also handles our web content. Our intern is Dominic Ruiz Esparza. Gwen Uten directs the program. Drew Reynolds is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Dennis Nielsen, Neil Tivault, and Neil Ellis. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our supervising senior producer is Carlene Watson. The executive producer is Sue Goodwin. Ellen McDonald is NPR's executive producer of news programming. Dick Meyer is the executive editor. Ellen Weiss is NPR's senior vice president for news. Tomorrow, Dana Sachs explores the legacy of Operation Baby Lift from Vietnam. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.